And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, a concerning move, the city of Austin, Texas, has voted to become a sanctuary city, not for the unborn, but for child sex change surgeries. The city council in Austin voted 9-1 in favor of violating state law, essentially allowing mutilation and sterilization of children under the guise of gender-affirming care. There's actually nothing caring about this at all. And in Canada, the government there is building the world's first LGBTQ monument. It's a $13 million project paid by the LGBT Purge Fund. The design, it's a jagged cylinder. It's meant to represent and embody the strength, activism, and hope of the community. And it's been met with a whole lot of criticism for its underwhelming appearance. $13 million? You better smooth some edges off there, buddy. In a concerning revelation, an investigation has uncovered that the Biden administration has been collaborating with radical trans organizations in order to discuss ways to help children access, here's this word again, gender-affirming mutilation, even in states where it's banned. Emails reveal discussions about removing parental consent requirements and using Medicaid to fund the procedures. And Northwestern University has found itself at the center of a whole lot of trouble. Lawsuits have been thrown toward the university after its agreement with anti-Israel protesters to fund scholarships and teaching positions for Palestinians. One lawsuit alleges the university enabled anti-Semitic harassment, while others argue that the agreement violates the Civil Rights Act by discriminating based on race and national origin. And at the University of Michigan, surprise, surprise, a male athlete that's trans-identifying has sparked some backlash for competing in the Women's National Collegiate Club Water Polo Championship. That's a mouthful. For the second time, critics are arguing that the individual has an unfair advantage, with one even comparing the situation to allowing LeBron James to play in the WNBA. That's a pretty good comparison. Finally, in Georgia, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has signed a bill that mandates that jailers check the immigration status of inmates and collaborate with federal immigration officials. The law is aiming to crack down on illegal immigration. Kemp stated that if individuals enter the country illegally and commit crimes, they are going to face the consequences of those crimes. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.